This is KUT. Early voting in the 2018 Texas primaries starts tomorrow. And just in time to give you something to think about, a new poll is out today gauging popular support in several statewide races. KUT's Ben Philpott reports.
The country, and even Texas, is eagerly awaiting to see what effect President Trump will have on the 2018 general election. Will Democrats take back Congress? Will Trump's new brand of conservatism continue to sweep across the country? The new poll conducted by UT Austin and the Texas Tribune doesn't actually dive into those questions yet, because we have to get through the March 6th primary first. Pollster Jim Henson says the data shows almost all Republican incumbents received positive reviews for their current terms.
Governor Abbott has an 81% positive job approval among Republicans. Senator Cruz has a 72% positive job rating among Republicans. Lieutenant Governor Patrick has a 67% job approval rating among Republicans.
And remember, approval rating among Republicans is really all that matters for the primary elections, since it's mostly Republicans voting whether to send the candidates on to the general election. But there are a couple of tight GOP races. Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller is being challenged by Trey Blocker. Land Commissioner George P. Bush will have a stiff challenge from his predecessor, Jerry Patterson. On the Democratic side, the polls show former Dallas County Sheriff Lupe Valdez with a lead over Andrew White in the race to be the Democratic nominee for governor, but the majority of respondents didn't have an opinion on who should win the race, so there's a lot of room for those numbers to jump around. The Democrats' most high-profile race is Beto O'Rourke's campaign for U.S. Senate. O'Rourke has two challengers in the primary, but is expected to easily win. Henson says because of that, O'Rourke has been focusing on raising his profile across the state with an to November. And this poll looked at how successful he's been.
Name recognition, the number of people that had an opinion of him, went up 12 points between October and February. That's a pretty good sign. Even more importantly, his favorability ratings among Democrats went up 19 points from 33 to 52. That's a good sign for him.
Now, there are still hundreds of other races, including a highly contested congressional race in Central Texas. Congressional District 21, which is held by retiring Congressman Lamar Smith, has more than a dozen Republicans and even a few Democrats running for the nomination. Henson says polling in most primary elections just can't be done well, especially when you factor in the state's low voter turnout. It makes it hard to figure out which voters are going to show up on Election Day. And then there's the number of Republican candidates in that local congressional race.
Polling with 18 candidates is, you know, just impossible. I mean, you know, it gets tough with, you know, any more than three, frankly.
You can find information on the statewide, legislative, and congressional races at KUT.org. Ben Philpott, KUT News.